And then David Flynn came in, and his thesis is that what we're seeing on Mars is humanity before the fall, that the splendiferous, incredible architecture and science and engineering that is implied by the scale and the kinds of things we're seeing in these images would only be possible for a human species before the original sin, before the fall of Adam.
Put another way, we are the Martians.
We are the Martians.
Yeah.
And this kind of took Ross aback, because obviously he had never really come up against this idea that you could divide, you know, human beings in those different eras to different places. The Bible does not specifically exclude that kind of approach, it turned out, from those that are textual biblical scholars like Heiser and like Flynn. So, look, if you're interested in this dialogue, which we started in October, and you want to help us, what I want to do is to, frankly, get a lot of people in this audience to get these tapes and then send copies to various universities around the country and churches and theological groups and prayer groups and whomever, and have us invited on the road to go and speak on this subject with other people from other faiths, from other denominations, from, you know, ultimately I want to include Islam in this, I want to include the Jewish community. I want to have this discussion joined as to what this means at the most fundamental spiritual level when we confront the fact that the human species is a lot grander and has had a most astonishing history that up until now has been kept either by design or by accident from most of it.
Why would our Martian origins make us grander than if you took the literal meaning of Genesis?
Well, I'm speaking now directly to what the data is saying. For someone to build an inhabited structure a mile on a side, mm-hmm. 2 miles long,
yes.
containing several cubic miles with all the stunning suburbs you see around it and all the filigree, even in ruins, there is an awesome, aching splendor there. It just cries out for a majesty of accomplishment. And when you read the Bible and you read the concept of humanity before and humanity after, from Flynn's perspective, this fits perfectly the concept of a fall from some extraordinary height where we were created as the chosen of God, put in a place where everything was at our beck and call. There was no want, there was no suffering, there was no privation, and then something happened. Well, scientifically, I can defend the idea that something awful happened, and we are here as refugees as the result of that something awful happening. So whether you're coming at it from the religious point of view, and you want to finally know, and in God's good grace and time, ultimately, he will reveal it, right? That's what those people believe. Or you come at it from the scientific point of view, which is where I'm coming from, which is we have a right to know. You know, we wouldn't be thinking rational beings with the capability of asking these questions and finding the answers unless we were supposed to find the answers.